what's going down, y'all. All right, thank you, Rob. It's time for The Worst, 312-981-7200, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we got a good panel tonight. Our regular, I want to say regular and returning champ.
Oh, Blake, yeah?
Burkhart. How about it?
Yeah, all right. I don't know. I didn't know I was a champion of anything. But
we don't really play a game like that, but
yeah.
I guess.
I feel like a champion when I hear it.
Blake, great to see you,
buddy. My favorite show. Thanks, buddy.
And you brought along Bobby Condon. Bobby, stand up in Chicago. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in,
bud. I'm the challenger, baby.
Challenger.
Taking you down, Blake.
Both of you guys are both on stage, and you can find podcast form. You got a show at the Laugh Factory with some comics the second Sunday of every month.
Mm-hmm. Right. December 10th is our second one. We just got the deal with those guys,
nice.
And we both perform at Laugh Factory a lot anyways, but now
awesome.
We kind of curate the show, and it's really going great.
All right, laughfactory.com for tickets there. And Blake and Bobby Go to the Movies, a new podcast about...
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about...
We go to the movies, and we fight with each other a lot. Like, we're good friends, but we are constantly fighting, which you'll probably hear on this program.
I'm not going to fight with you, dude.
Yeah, you're already...
He fights with me a lot. He doesn't have any respect for my viewpoints about anything, but I try to keep it civil.
It's like Siskel and Ebert if they kind of, like, hate each other, you know? Sort of like that.
I'm right. Ebert.
Right.
Fine.
I prefer Siskel and Ebert with two Eberts.
Yeah.
How about that? Right?
Yeah, that was good.
All right, let's get to it. 312-981-7200. Why don't we start tonight like we do every night with Pete Zimmerman. Pete!
What's up, Pete?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Horrible return/exchange policies.
Don't get me started, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
You're out buying gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I got a beef.
Oh.
Lay it on.
Right, lay it. Here we go.
I was at a store on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to buy a pillow, a Christmas pillow, that goes on a certain sofa. Okay?
Sure.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah. So I was like, I got this pillow. If it doesn't work on the sofa, can I come back and exchange it for one of the other ones?
Yeah, right.
It's like a $50 pillow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a nice pillow.
It's nice.
So the person behind the counter goes, no, I'm afraid there's no exchanges or returns.
Really? What, out of the house? Isn't there a law against that? Can't you call the Better Business Bureau for that?
I went better. I went Facebook. Reviewed their...
You put a Yelp up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yelp? Oh, yeah. Sharing that thing.
You cannot exchange a pillow?
And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, you know, that's just the owner's policy. No returns or exchange. It's like...
Right, then did you buy it? Did you buy it?
No.
No.
And right. I, you know, I was wrapped up in the holiday spirit. I got the pillow. Then I also grabbed like a bunch of ornaments.
Yeah, just dumped it right there.
I just left it.
Never mind.
Walked out.
Love it.
Whoa. Like, it's, you know, heated. I know they sell like $800, like, you know, mid-century furniture. So this is not going to break them possibly.
Yeah, but, I like it. I like your style. I hope it hurt their bottom line.
But what kind of business are you running?
They would have gotten more money because you were not looking to get cash back. You were going to exchange it, and you would have bought the other stuff too.
Right. Like, so if it didn't work, right. it's not like I'm having a party for the night and I'm just going to use the pillow and then return it.
You're just tired and you want to take a nap. You're like, I'm going to take this.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
That stinks.
I have one. I complained about this last night. It was in New York. So we were both in New York, Blake.
Yeah.
We didn't see each other. We came close to seeing each other. But
yeah, we almost crossed paths. Yeah.
Mine was, the worst is when the credit card machine in the cab doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because my dad taught me well, and he's like, cash only in those cards. Like, he's instilled in, he's like, it's not going to work, and then it's going to screw you over, right?
Right.
And then my wife, she taught me otherwise, where she's like, just who cares? It'll all work. Everything's going to work.
Right.
So I took the cab from LaGuardia to Soho, and when we got out, it just wouldn't read the card. It wouldn't read any card. We tried like three or four different cards. So I had to go find a cash machine.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, like in the cab, like going around the block trying to find a Citibank.
Right.
That's the worst.
I had that same thing happen to me in France, actually. I was in Paris a couple months ago. I got a cab. It was raining, all right? It's a 15-minute drive. And all I had was a 50-euro note to give this guy. And he said, he doesn't have any change for me. Je n'ai pas money. That's French for I don't have any change for you. Okay? And I said, plastique. I pulled out a credit card. I said, plastique. He said, no. Meanwhile, I'm looking at a credit card machine. He's got a credit card machine in the cab.
He just wanted the cash.
But yeah, he didn't. He wanted the cash, and he knew I didn't know enough French to argue.
What'd you do? Did you just go to like the local floral shop and change it?
I said, merci, in a real mean way. I handed him the money and walked out. He just got all my money.
Overpaid the guy.
Overpaid the guy. That's the understatement of the year, Blake.
Bobby went to Paris and complained almost every day about different things, so I thought he'd be perfect for your show.
It's a miserable city, okay? All the stereotypes exist for a reason sometimes. Those stereotypes, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, Blake, what do you got for the worst?
You know, I'm going to do a movie-related one since the plug the podcast. What, do you got a problem with that already, Bobby?
No, it's great, Blake. Keep going.
I think you should feel free to bring your kids to the movie if... Yeah. If the kid wants to see the movie. But right. Don't bring your kid to Blade Runner because you want to see Blade Runner.
No,
and
terrible.
Your kid's going to be jumping around left and right.
That 100%.
Happened to us on a podcast recording.
The first one.
This kid was jumping around like
podcast? You guys are recording in the
no,
movie?
No, we see the movie and then we record. Yeah.
I thought you guys were like Seinfeld and Kramer in it with the camera. And
yeah, I sell bootlegs of the
movie.
Yeah,
bootleg podcast.
See me on the street, yeah.
You guys should do that. Try to do the podcast while the movie's
on. Right.
That is the worst. I remember I saw 8 Mile.
Yeah.
And I was in the theater. This is way back when. And there were two kids that were so bored with the movie. I don't know why they were in 8 Mile to begin with.
Yeah,
and the only point of the dumb movie is at the end, Eminem wins the contest, right? So he's got like 5 raps he does, and you're like, this is why we're all here. The minute you get to that point, you go through the rest of that crappy movie. and they start doing the clapping game, or two girls are like, Big Mac Filet of Fish, Quarter Pounder, like right next to me. And I'm like, what is this? Like right when he's like... Oh, Rabbit, is he going to do it? Here's my thing. He starts freestyling. I'm like, shut up. You can't tell him to shut up. So sorry.
Right.
All right, Bobby, what do you got for the worst?
You know what's the worst to me? The people on the train that listen to music with no headphones. That's the absolute worst to me. The kids listen to music with no headphones. I don't like that. I don't like when people talk on their phone in the train. I don't like people talking on the train. You know, I don't even like people on the train.
Yeah.
People on the train is
remember,
the worst.
There was a time when they would have no loud radio playing. Do they still do that announcement
on the
train?
The sign is up, but I don't think.
Yeah, nobody
they used
obeys
to say,
that
welcome,
sign.
Even when it was the robot, you know?
Right.
Like, welcome to the CTA. No loud eating, drinking, or loud radio playing. And then they thought, well, technology has saved that, so we won't enforce it. But now people are starting to turn up their volume and not they just stand there with their phone. I've seen that. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
They're watching television shows and laughing at the television shows. It's truly insane. The Metro's got it right because they have a quiet car in the Metro. They need a quiet car on the CTA, baby. That would revolutionize.
Where it's quiet,
transportation.
It's quiet, and the only people that can be in there are quiet people and people who sell socks.
That's right.
Other than that, right. You can't be.
You got to have your sock sellers. How are they going to make
Burkhart,
a buck?
Bobby Condon in studio. We're playing the worst 312-981-7200. We got a lot of great stuff, and we'll get to it when we come back. Stay with us.
It's going down.
It's the worst here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. We're complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. Bobby Condon and Blake Burkhart in studio. Blake and Bobby Go to the Movies is a podcast. You can find that at all the popular podcast
Check
vehicles.
Us out on iTunes or whatever you use.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's a great that's
Yeah, we're
a
on
great
there with
aid.
The Beatles.
Yeah. That's a 3-star platform.
That's
real good,
right.
Guys. Real good. Yeah.
3 out of how many stars?
I don't know. Just, it's a lot of stars. It's a lot of...
We grade on a 10-star scale. So
it's a lot of different platforms. All right, Blake and Bobby both are part of the Laugh Factory show the second Sunday of every month.
Yeah, I should mention it's called Future Show. I forget
Future
the
Show.
Future Show.
But yeah.
LaughFactory.com. All right, let's get to these. Lorianne follows suit with you, Bobby. We're cell users with a speakerphone on walking around the store.
Oh.
Carrying on a conversation.
Bless your heart, Lorianne. I couldn't agree more.
I think if you do something like that, you have something wrong with you. Because why would you want your conversation projected loudly? I think it's they are so obsessed with attention or something like that.
Yeah, well, or they got some cool news. Like maybe, you know, they're on the phone with a producer of a cool radio show or something like that. And they want to show off to the
world.
You
want me? Really? Yeah. Hold on. Let me put on speaker. No, I complained about this earlier in the show, but there's a Dunkin' Donuts right over here. Pete and I go to it a lot. And on numerous occasions, people have been in line FaceTiming.
Oh.
FaceTime's a new thing where people are like looking at their phone, talking to their phone. And you're like, what are you doing? FaceTime is like when you're like, I can't even tell you why I would need to FaceTime anybody in a line at Dunkin' Donuts.
Or at any time at all. Yeah, anytime I get a FaceTime call, I'm like, what is this, a prank? Do you butt dial me? What is this? Every time I get a FaceTime call, I text them back. I'm like, FaceTime? What are you kidding me?
You know, it's funny. I think I did my first one of my entire life recently because I was in New York and talking to my girlfriend. We kind of missed each other, you know.
All right, that's your business.
Yeah,
that's all right. Blake.
Hi, Isabella, if you're listening. Bobby.
She's like, I wish I could see you. You know, we do have this technology. Well, I'm gonna call the number. Beep boop beep beep boop boop boop.
Yeah.
Hey, it worked.
In public would mortify me. I can't imagine doing this.
Walking around New York City doing that?
Oh, God.
And you're just walking in the village and you're like, hey.
I was having a hard enough time trying to look cool just walking down the street, you know?
All right.
Brooklyn was very intimidating.
650 says, I love it when Pete gets all hot and uppity at the beginning of the show, tells us about his drop the mic moment at the pillow store. But 412 says, it's a health issue. Pillows are not returnable at any retailer. You ever heard about bed bugs?
That's what I was going to say.
Seven question marks.
This is a decorative pillow. I'm not like rubbing my body on it.
They don't know that.
It's a store policy, though. It's not just pillows. There's other stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't just the pillows.
Right. So
I was thinking it could be like there could be like a dandruff situation, any sort of situation. You know, you could gross up a pillow real quick.
Yeah, you're right. But I said that I just want to set it on this piece of furniture to see if it goes with the furniture.
Right.
Well, you seem like an honorable guy, Pete, but the clerk there doesn't necessarily know, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it could be dandruff. It could be bloody drool. Oh. You know, there's a lot going on. It could have been a dental procedure. There's a lot could go wrong in a decorative pillow situation. Like,
we've had about 10 bloody drool situations in the last couple of weeks. We're not taking any more returns.
No more exchanges.
Also, it wasn't a pillow store. I know that makes me it's not a pillow store. It's a regular store that has pillows.
Are there pillow stores?
Maybe. There's a lot of boutiques.
That's true.
All right, 708 says, the worst is meeting a girl you really like, and the first thing she asks for is money.
Are we talking like the first thing? Can you text them back? Is it the first thing?
Like when you're setting up the date, like on the online app, and she's like, yeah, I'll do it for money. Then that's not necessarily
that's
a date. That's
a different
situation.
Yeah.
But if like the night went well and you're about to like, we should do this again. Yeah, can I borrow $20?
Oh,
yeah, that's not going to work.
That's a little rough.
That's a bad sign for your future, buddy. Get out now.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a first date situation where the first thing she said to me, she got into my car and she said, this car is filthy. I would have rather she asked me for some money. It would have felt better.
What kind of accent is that, Bobby?
It's a Russian accent.
She's a Russian lady.
Nice.
One of the worst
There's
days
a lot
I've
of questions I have, yeah, about
well,
that date.
Yeah, I'll answer them off the air, okay, Justin? By the way, is there cameras on here? Can they tell that I'm bald?
They can, yeah.
All right. Should have brought my hats. I knew it.
Yeah, that's why I wore mine.
Yeah, because Blake's also bald, FYI.
I'm going bald real quick. Yeah.
Going bald. He's there.
The worst. All right, here we go. The worst is when, this is 847, the worst is when your three-month-old daughter has eczema and a cold and you can't find a quick fix sent from a new dad.
Yeah.
What do you want
for the holidays,
us?
Too.
That stinks.
That's eczema and a cold. That's the least of a baby's worries.
Yeah, right. Well, especially the cold. Yeah. I would think about eczema would be a little rougher. That's tough. Tough on the skin. Blake, got anything to say about that?
Eczema?
Yeah.
I've never suffered through eczema, Bobby. How about you?
I had psoriasis.
Yeah?
I still got it. And it's no fun. Let me tell you, it's no walk of the past.
Still got it.
All right, 779 says, the worst is I check all the Christmas lights and the light. And after all it's done, the string on the highest rave did not light. Ugh.
So does that mean the rest of the lights don't light too?
So I think they did, but the one strand at the highest point didn't.
So you have to redo it all, I suppose.
Or get up there and figure out what's wrong.
Right.
Yeah,
that's from Larry.
That stinks. But test your lights though, Larry, you know?
Yeah.
Can't go in there.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah. If you're doing that much decorating.
I was going to say, it's early too.
Yeah.
It's not even Thanksgiving, so you can.
Yeah, it's a little early.
You're going out there early and it's trial and error.
You know, it's the worst to meet people that hang up their Christmas lights way too early in the season. Sorry, Larry.
I think it's too early.
Larry, I'm on your side.
Although, you know, look at the Michigan Avenue's all dressed up, studios all dressed up. They do this stuff earlier and earlier now.
Yeah. But you know what? It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. And you know what they do? They check the lights before they put them up so they don't have those situations.
Could you imagine?
So the professionals.
Could you imagine the trees on Michigan Avenue are like, we got a problem. There's a lot of lights out here.
Yeah, there is.
The worst is when a family member bakes a pumpkin pie from scratch and accidentally forgets to include sugar in the recipe.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
What would that even taste like?
I can't imagine. Like pumpkins?
I feel like the filling is sugary already.
But it's from the sugar that they're adding.
From scratch. That would just be very bland, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Are they making a pumpkin pie from scratch, meaning like they're making the filling from scratch? Like they're carving up pumpkins?
Yeah, like they're taking leftover pumpkins.
Yeah, from scratch means from scratch, yeah.
Man, that would stink. You got to have that sugar.
Store-bought and the worst, pumpkin pie is good enough.
It's good
for
enough.
Me.
Yeah. And the worst is if the person who baked it doesn't cop to it. Like, just kind of acts like everything's okay. Yeah. And then what do you do at that point, right?
Yeah. We're watching our weight on these holiday seasons.
Like, this is so good, yeah. Tracy. It's so
sugar-free
good.
Sugar-free pie sounds horrible.
Yeah. Sugar-free pie.
Yeah, not my cup of
tea. Yeah. You don't see too many sugar-free pies.
I can't think of a single one. That sounds awful.
That doesn't seem like a
continuing sugar-free cake. No, thank you.
Gluten-free this and gluten-free that. Let's do a sugar-free.
Sugar-free
banana cream pie.
Yeah. It's like pie, but no fun at all.
Yeah, we took the fun out of pies. We finally figured out how to do it.
Yeah, we did it.
You'd say, see this, baby.
The worst is a Christmas sweater that lights up. Yeah. No, I don't know. That's kind of depends, right?
I think that's fun.
Yeah, it can be fun.
I'll say I don't really like ironic, ugly sweater parties so much, but
I agree. Not with the language you used, but I do agree with ugly sweaters that sometimes are fun.
That depends on the situation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of a situation where I care what somebody's wearing. Like, there's not too many times that I think in my life where I'd be like, I cannot stand that sweater. It lights up. No. Get it out of my face.
I like it if someone looks ridiculous, It's fun, especially if it's your, like...
It bugs me. I complain about your clothes all the time.
Bobby does
Blake's
do that a lot.
Clothes and style is very bothersome. He dresses like a 12-year-old at a sleep party. Let's get together and sleep. A 12-year-old at a sleepover party. He always looks like a little kid. You're 33 years old. You know, take some.
I'm 32 years old.
Well, it's close enough.
I'll grow up next year.
I like this one. 219 says, Justin, the worst is working table games in a casino, having a dealer make a 6 or 7 card 21. Okay, so, And then having a player say, a 7 card 21, never seen that before. I don't know what that
is. Wait, so he's mad that the other player counted the cards wrong?
No, I think this is from the point of view of the dealer. So this is a dealer.
Okay.
And I think that they put out a 21. Like, it's so true. If you're sitting there playing blackjack and the dealer goes and you're like, oh, no, oh, he's going to bust. And he doesn't. And he hits 21 on the fifth card or sixth card. And the person goes, never seen that before. He's like, I do this every night.
Right.
It happens every night. You're not understanding the game. That's how the game plays. I think that's how you read that.
He's a sore winner, it sounds like to me.
I like that the dealer, because you know it. If you're sitting there, and especially when the dealers are quiet, and you're like, wow, you're really killing me here, Derek. Like, we always wonder what they're thinking. We're like,
well, you have to be a dealer and have people be mad at you for just doing your job. Like, when the house wins and they're like, and they're yelling and screaming at you. It's like, what do you want from me?
It goes both ways. Talk about bipolar day.
Yeah.
When you're at the casino table. We love you, Derek. Derek, you're killing me.
Yeah. That's why I never want to play blackjack, because people get mad about if you make the wrong move or whatever because you're messing with their cards.
Oh,
it's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I've tried to play at a casino like 3 times, and all 3 times it was just humiliating.
It's such a humiliating experience. Yeah, and now I'm at the point, and I'm not an avid gambler, but I've done it enough times that I have moved over to the people who get mad at you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a mad at?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm a mad
you're an avid gambler, then.
I'm not. I just know how to play the game. Like, it's just like, I feel like I'm John Fox, and I'm like, you commit to the run. That's all blackjack is. You commit to the bit. If your bit is you don't hit on a certain play or you don't mess around with the rules, you do it. If you lose, played the game the right way.
Stick to your system. That's
right.
True.
You played the game the right way. That's blackjack. You played the game. You won or lost the right way.
I played a big poker game with a bunch of comedians recently. Were you there, Bobby, when Nicky Martin?
No, I wasn't, but I'm sure big is a relative term here. Would you guys buy in for $5?
It was $10.
Yeah,
hey, $10.
Nice. I mean, big where there were a lot of players. Anyways, our friend got a royal flush, our friend Nicky Martin, great comedian, and he literally jumped out of his seat and like almost fell down, and everyone was like, fold.
before he bet or anything?
Yeah, like, I saw his eyes light up, and he jumped up. He literally jumped out of his seat, and I was like, I'm not going to play against you.
That'd be great if he then was like, I have nothing. I tricked you. I almost destroyed the entire table in the game, but I tricked you. Blake Burkhart, Bobby Condon, studio tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll get an update on Rob's news. Then we'll come back. We'll play part 2. We got some good stuff. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. We're playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. Complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. And we've got some tonight. We got some Lou Malnati's. We also have a tree time treat, a sports-themed pre-lit artificial tree. Wow, that's awesome. There you go. What sport would you pick pre-sports themed? Golf?
Curling.
Curling?
Yeah. Winter theme.
Bobby Condon and Blake Burkhardt in studio. They got the podcast. You can get them on stage or of course, at the podcast. Blake and Bobby Go to the Movies is a podcast. And the show is it's called The Future Show. Is that right?
Yeah, Future Show.
Future
at
Show
Laugh
at Laugh Factory. The second Sunday of every month.
That's right.
LaughFactory.com. All right. You guys, let's go back to you guys. Let's go back to the panel. Bobby, what do you got for another worst?
Well, in keeping with what you were saying earlier, Dad, I hope you're listening. One of the worst is when you find yourself with a stupid timeshare that you bought 10 years ago in Nashville that you visited, what, two times in the 10 years? You're supposed to go four times a year. So timeshare compliance. Dad, call him up. Another worst thing is, you know what? I know I was flying.
Sounds nice, though. The Nashville condo. I mean, I hang out in Nashville.
Anything can sound nice. You know. But, here's one. I was on the airplane the other day flying to Paris, France, as I mentioned earlier. Yeah. I'm sitting in coach. They only got the lap seat belts in coach. In first class, they got shoulder belts, too.
What?
What's up with that?
I mean,
yeah. They got shoulder belts up front and lap seats in the back. So it's just like you already are paying, you know.
You're paying less for safety.
Yeah, you're paying less for less safety. You for sure die, and the rich people get to travel in luxury and then also live after the plane crash. That's the worst.
You think a plane crash would – you'd live because you had a –
If you got a shoulder seatbelt, for sure.
On a plane crashing?
Yeah, because then your body doesn't go up. You don't get the whiplash.
What do you imagine it crashing into?
The mountains or the sea.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. Yeah.
The mountains you know, or the sea.
How many times have the first class people after a plane crash be like, oh, my, thank God I had that shoulder belt the whole time.
That's amazing.
You know? Yeah.
I always think that we're thinking about this week when we were flying. If you're first class, wouldn't you want to go on last? You know, the idea that they all go on first and then they have to walk. You have to walk past, and they have to pretend like they're not looking at you.
You know, they're eating that up, Justin.
You think they love
that?
Oh, right, exactly.
And they get
to
get off right afterwards. They don't
rather get on dead. I got on last on my plane to New York, and I loved it because I was just.
I would do that last, get to sit down, and then you're still first off.
Right.
Last is not first off.
No, but I'm saying the first class, you still sit in the front.
Yeah, first class.
But you, like, go over a little Scottie Pippen side room.
Yeah.
You know, you have yourself a mimosa. And then when it's time, they're like, first class, your turn.
First.
And you guys roll in and you sit. And you never get to see all the unwashed.
You never get to see those lap belt people.
Right.
Unwashed. The unclean. Unwashed. Yeah.
All right. 262 says, working in a grocery store during this time of year, way too many crabby people complaining that you're out of certain items 2 days before a major holiday. Gee, should have thought about it over the weekend. That was me.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're out of the fig? You're out of the fig dip?
Yeah.
What kind of, you always had the fig dip. You don't have the fig dip now? We don't want this place.
I'm going to check out one of your holiday parties. Yeah, I always bring the fig dip. Well, oh, yeah, here comes Justin with his fig dip that sits untouched.
I have an issue. One of my issues in my marriage is that I am always the guy who has to go to the store to get the things, the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get there and there's confusion.
Yeah.
And I go, which fig dip is she talking about? So then you use the technology, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You take a picture. She doesn't respond. So then you go, all right, so I'll grab this one. Then you get about six aisles away, and then the response is, that's the wrong one. You know, so you got to go back. And I go, well, they don't have that one. She goes, well, you should check. Like, she won't. I get no trust. No trust in that situation. She's on to me after years of being together that I half-assed it. To begin with, I probably didn't even look in the right spot.
Right.
So she's not wrong then.
She's not wrong, but it's demeaning. In the way that I should be able to get away with my casual lies of, they didn't have it. I don't know what to tell you. I looked twice. It doesn't work. All right. The worst is when you're an Uber driver and you're three blocks from home, you get one more ride and they're going to Naperville.
I
live in Wrigleyville.
Yeah, that's got to be
and I've always wondered about that.
They don't look and see. They can't tell where you're going?
They should be able to say whether or not they want to take the fare. Yeah, like a taxi can do that,
but,
too.
Right.
You know?
I think that's part of the thing with Uber, though, is that like they found with the taxis that people wouldn't go to certain neighborhoods, so you have to prevent them from knowing.
Right. Like
so,
Naperville?
Well, I don't think that's what the original rule. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think you got to keep these Uber drivers in the dark so they'll take you where you got
to
go.
I wonder what it costs from Chicago to Naperville. That must be an expensive Uber.
They said it was a 1.8 surge, too. You know,
oh, wow.
I wonder, too. I guess that makes sense because the guilty part of me when the ride's too short.
Oh.
you know, and that guilty feeling of getting into a cab, being like, oh, I just need to go four blocks.
They probably and they're like, love that.
They're just going to be like, and that sigh that somebody gives you. Like, you're hoping that the rideshare stuff would fix that because right. they get to see it, but they don't. They still have the sigh. The shame of a short ride is still built into the process. I don't like it. They should fix it.
The first time my mom ever took an Uber, the only time she's ever taken an Uber, it was from North Aurora to Edison Park. So I'm sure that guy was thrilled about that. It was an hour and 15-minute drive.
That's a good fare.
It's a good payday, but then he's got to drive home.
Well,
you know,
his thoughts.
Yeah, right. And then you're in another suburb or neighborhood, and you're just hoping someone wants to go back to the town. But you might have to take rides around Neighborville for the next few hours.
Yeah,
or just not make any more money than that. That's a drag.
You guys are okay. It's okay. We'll live. 312 says the worst turtles.
Just turtles.
They're nothing but upside down ashtrays with legs.
What is he ashing cigarettes into the turtles?
That's a weird one.
Turtles are wonderful creatures.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, well, I don't know about beautiful.
You ever seen a big sea turtle? They're gorgeous.
Yeah, those
buddy.
Are the ugliest ones.
The big sea turtles?
The bigger, the uglier. I like the cute little small ones where they poke their head out and then they get scared and get back in.
I agree, the big sea turtles.
Really?
Yeah,
because they look like dinosaurs. And
I love it.
They've been alive for like 300 years.
Big majestic beasts, Bobby. I love it.
Well, I'm not saying they're not majestic, but they're not beautiful.
All right. To each his own, I guess.
Looks like I won that one. Challenger takes
Mary
a win.
Says, 630 says, sorry, guys, no worse for me tonight. Bowled my best series in over a year, 618.
All right, wow. Mary, 618.
Right, she says, I guess that's big.
Three frames, so that's an average of 206,
that's
right?
That's great.
That's incredible.
She says it's Thanksgiving. You should be doing a segment about what you're thankful for.
Oh, now she's preaching to us.
All right. But she says, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, that's Mary. Nice. And congratulations
Thanks, Mary.
On that.
That was nice.
That's a great score. I you ever bowled a 200, Blake?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Have you?
No. I've never bowled over 120.
He's seen me bowl before. Yeah.
You think he's got a 200 in him, Pete? Oh, my God.
Not a lot, but I've done it probably
twice.
That's
pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I had an awesome moment where my father-in-law is like an avid bowler. He's got a 300 under his belt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like that. You go into my wife would always tell the story that his name is plastered on the bowling alley. Someone painted it on there, and it says his name, and it says King of the Bowling Alley. So when they would go there after school, it would be embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he's class. He's got the shoes and the ball, and he's got the cool twist.
Yeah.
You know,
curve,
with the legs.
The
oh, it's so good. Yeah. So I think it was last year around Christmas time we were out there, and let's go bowling. It was, you know, and the worst is getting up a lead.
Oh, on the king of the bowling alley?
On the king of the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're getting five or six in, and I'm throwing rocks. Throwing rocks tonight. Like, I was just hitting everything, and he's, you know, picked up a spare. Maybe he's fallen behind, and I'm like, I can't believe I've got a lead on this guy. What's going to happen here? This is going to get crazy.
Did you close it out?
I think he ended up winning because my problem with bowling is I get tired, and you get to the end frames, and it's just like, all right, I bowl three. Like, it's like, who cares anymore? Like, my discipline has gone out the window.
Oh,
You started out so hot. What happened?
It was a moment there. And it was exasperating because my mother-in-law's like, oh, look who's winning.
Oh, she was loving it.
She was rubbing it into him. And I'm like, oh, man, come on. I'll lose. So then, 262 says the worst is when you're chopping jalapeno peppers and a seed flies in your eye. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What up, Wisconsin, by the way? Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's rough. A seed into the eye?
That's
a one in a million shot.
Yeah, that's really bad
Holy
luck.
Holy moly.
708 says, you know what's the worst? Mimes. Just don't trust them.
How could you?
What are you supposed to trust them with?
Well, not with
your
life,
like,
but
lend
they just,
mime some money or something
sneaky.
And they're like, hey, get it, come
making
back here,
weird
pal.
Faces. They don't talk at all. Anything that doesn't talk is kind of creepy.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know too many situations where I actually run into a mime in 2017. Used to be, you know, maybe in Paris. Maybe you saw him in Paris. I don't know. But
I did see a couple mimes in Paris.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's a Chicago thing.
No, not so much.
Are there a lot of mimes at the Laugh Factory getting up in a
not that I've seen
five?
Yet. I'd book them for the show if I find one. Yeah,
there's a great.
No, we will not.
Moshe Kasher bit that he did on the Meltdown where he's a mime. And then he's getting heckled from the audience. And the heckler is like, you're terrible. You're a terrible mime. But he can't respond because he can't talk. It's a great bit. It's really, really good.
Last year, if you remember, Justin, when I was I opened up for Chris Rock accidentally. Yeah. I was visiting New York, and I went to Wyatt Cenac's little Littlefield comedy thing. and I got pulled on stage by a mime act.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes.
It was horrible. First of all, I hated the mime. I was like, this guy's annoying. So I don't know if you could tell by my body language that I hated him. And he pulled me up to take part in his act. I had to read something. I don't even remember what it was or what the...
Did the crowd like it? Were they like, this mime is hilariously alternative?
I don't think so. But it was annoying.
That sounds annoying.
It seems like no mime fans in this room.
Ugh.
I like mimes and I like turtles, so there's
that. There
you go.
773 says, the worst is when you forget to pay your credit card bill on time or overdraw your checking account, and the penalty charge is higher than the original transaction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty bad. Yeah, looking at a $35 charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
You know, I know the world is upside down, and President Trump likes to tweet about a lot of different things, but he gets on that kick, maybe bringing airline fares down. I think he finds a sweet spot and brings the country together. Like, if it was like banking fees, you know, hey, what's with all these banking fees? Sad. You know, hashtag sad. We'd all be like, yeah, I'm with you, man. Retweet. Like, if he did more of that, or I cannot believe spring break wants $500 to L.A. for, you know, in March. Right? Yeah. You'd be like, all right, finally. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
Blake?
Speaking for me.
Is that right or not? Do you agree?
He'd get my attention, sure.
Okay. There's your champion.
There you go. All right. Let's see here. The worst, 630 says, the worst, this is Jerry, having a common routine of stopping at the Speedway for coffee and a pack of white powder mini donuts. Okay. I always offered one to my cube mates, which they enjoyed. Mm. One day I ate my donuts and offered the pack to my one employee who yelled, gross, it's all blue. And only then I noticed that I had downed 3 moldy donuts.
Oh, I've been there. Where you eat like a piece of toast and you didn't look at it first, and then you see the rest of the loaf of bread and you're like, oh, I'm going to be sick now.
Yeah, that's what blue, too. A blue mold?
Blue mold, ugh, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, maybe it doesn't taste like that bad.
Yeah. Doesn't it go blue first on like bread?
Does it? Is that what it is? Oh, you know what?
Or dough?
Yeah, I think you might be
kind
right.
Kind of bluish gray, right?
I'm such a scientist. Yeah, food
scientist. A real bread factory over here. He's our bread guy.
I've had a lot of experience with moldy food. Not to brag, but yeah.
The worst is having a new employer in your office who doesn't fit in, and everyone knows it, but tries to be nice when she makes inappropriate comments.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
I wonder what kind of inappropriate we're talking about, because it could be an HR situation, you know?
That's yeah, true. Maybe.
I'm an HR person, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah, that's what I do in my day job. So I don't want to talk about it anymore, though.
Okay.
Get in trouble, actually. Shouldn't have brought it up. Sorry.
518 says the worst is my rabbi for having a neck tattoo.
Wow. I want to know the story there. Did he get it like long before he became a rabbi?
He's taking Reform Judaism to a whole new scary level.
Wow, I kind of like that. Is. Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool. Kind of cool, like a big rough Star of David on his neck. Like, yeah, that's, talk about devout.
And all you see because he's wearing the robe is the pointy part.
Right. It could be a knife or a ninja star or anything. Right. That's awesome.
A ninja star.
312 says the worst is when planning on a special purchase for payday, and on payday you hit a giant pothole and your cell bill is overdue and it's raining. That really
is a lousy day. Yeah,
rolled out of control there.
And then a mime appears out of nowhere.
The worst is having a flat tire, and the jack will not raise the car high enough to remove the flat.
Okay. Oh, I've actually done that before. Well, actually, I was in the car with two girls. I couldn't change the tire, but they got out and they tried to change the tire, and the jack wouldn't go up. I was driving my mom's Durango. I was a real man's man that day. Yeah.
You want to just make sure the music was okay. You want to make sure
I'm controlling
tunes,
the music.
You're into, that was the social contract from the beginning of the night.
Exactly. I'm driving. I'm controlling the tunes. Once there's any sort of mechanical failures, I'm out. I'm off the clock.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't do all. You can't do it all. No. I'm with you on that. The worst, women talking on cell phone while using the restroom. Gross.
Why only women?
This must be a woman saying that. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. So 312-981-7200. All right. Let's do this. We'll take a break. And the last break, and when that time, we will pick the top three, and we will give away some prizes. Blake Burkhart, Bobby Condon in studio tonight. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
Oh, the worst is when you pick all the worst, and then you look at the new text coming in, and you're like, ah! that one might do it. Blake Burkhard, Bobby Condon in studio tonight. You can check out their podcast, Blake and Bobby Go to the Movies. Also, they're at Laugh Factory every second Sunday of the month. December 10th is the next one, the Future Show. Laughfactory.com for tickets. All right, so we've got the three, but I want to – I mean, this one, jeez, I'm already looking to see if I got a, more stuff. This is good. 708 says, when the turkey's half thawed. True, that's no good. But here's my favorite. 309, the worst, spending lots of time and money setting up an online dating profile only to be matched with your ex-wife.
Wow. Maybe it's meant to be then. Give it another shot, you kids.
And now that makes sense if he shows up and, the, and like he, there's a connection, but she really just went, asked for money.
And they matched, after all.
Yeah.
A lot of time and money. And,
there's something
oh,
to
man.
That.
There's something.
That is
all
cruel irony. I think you should give it another go.
I know, right?
Do it 309. Spend money on those, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't spend
there's
money.
A lot of, there's a lot of free options out there.
There's, good, there's a good one here. 312, watching darts on TV. You know your life can't suck any worse watching darts. Second round.
Yeah.
Tim's going to, he's really going to hit that. That's such a good one. These
have
are good ones.
Have you ever watched darts on TV, though? It's pretty incredible, some of them.
Is it?
They're,
is it?
They're nailing they, three
well,
in the
don't they nail it every
20.
Time? You're just waiting for a guy to make the small mistake.
Yeah, it gets boring very
it's
quickly.
Like if you watch bowling on TV, it's like
yeah,
almost
right.
every
yeah,
everything
true.
Is a strike.
Maybe it's not that great.
708 says, meeting someone for the first time in mid-conversation, realizing you have no idea what their name is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That happens to me. Once
yeah.
a week, at least.
Everybody.
Yeah. yeah,
I like shake their hand, repeat the name, and immediately forget the name every time I meet
that's
someone.
Right.
It's gone.
708, and you know what's the worst is people are offended by it,
right?
Because we all live in that relatable situation,
right?
If you get to like the fifth or sixth time, and you're forgetting names, and then
yeah, then it's a problem. So I never say anyone's name until I've heard it out loud seven times. I never say anyone's name out loud until.
708 says the worst is Connor Barth. Yeah, the kicker. Well, yeah. All right. 312 says the worst is returning a used plunger to the hardware store. Come on.
The worst is having a used plunger returned to you at the hardware store. That guy's the villain
it,
in that story.
You know? Why return it?
Did they have plungers at the story or at the store, Pete? They made no exchanges for the plunger. No. 708 says the worst, turnips. Yeah. Hmm. 815 says
crunchy tuber.
The worst is when you have the holiday off because you asked 2 weeks in advance to okay it. And then 2 days before the holiday, the boss says, nope, you got to work.
That's a drag.
That is, that's rough.
Yeah, and then 815 says, on the way to the casino. I don't know. That looks like it was for some other, maybe to let us know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably a text to the wife.
Possibly. All right, so here's what we got, you guys. We're giving away tonight a certificate for a desktop pre-lit sports theme artificial tree. Come by Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington to pick out the team theme of your choice while supplies last. And we also have a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, here we go. For a pizza. Are you ready for this? 518, you're going to get a pizza. For the worst is having my rabbi have a neck tattoo.
Nice.
I don't even know why it's a worst. Like, it's not really relatable to any of us. We're
I
like,
really
ah.
just want to know what the tattoo
yeah,
is.
It's just incredible. It's such a great image. That's a well-earned pizza.
There you go. All right, so second place here is also going to get a pizza. 312, the worst is when you're planning on your special purchase on payday, and on payday you hit a giant pothole and your cell bill is overdue and it's raining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like this one the best because it's like a Alanis Morissette song, right?
Isn't it ironic, right?
Yeah.
It's like rain on
All
payday.
Right, and then first, this is a chance for you. You're going to get your sports-themed artificial tree. 708, the worst is meeting a girl you really like, and the first thing she asks for is money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is Bless tied together with the online dating profile of your expert. Guys, pleasure, man. You guys are great.
Yeah.
Awesome to see you, Blake. Bobby, nice to meet you.
Thanks
for
so
coming
much.
In. Check out the podcast, everybody. Blake and Bobby go to the movies and also on stage Laugh Factory, second Sunday of every month with the Future Show.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you, Justin.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight here on The Download. Coming up pretty late with Patty Vasquez. Patty walking in the studio as we speak. We will be back tomorrow night. We're just doing 1 hour tomorrow night after the Blackhawks game, a 10 to 11 joint, if you will.